on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Ianla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work.
I'm in Easton, Pennsylvania, in the middle of a winter storm. A storm outside and a storm in the house.
Jennifer and David were high school sweethearts and have been married for 20 years.
I was at my house, and he showed up with some balloons. And he got on his knee, and he stuffed them under his shirt. And he said, "Would you marry me if I looked like this?" And I said, "Yes."
Together, they raised two sons while David climbed the ranks at a local church, eventually becoming pastor.
What I don't agree with is that you can't change.
I don't believe people change, I'm telling you.
But Jennifer wrote me confessing that she believes their marriage is built on secrets and lies.
He even said he may have a sexual addiction. He didn't know exactly how to express what the problem was. But you asked me in 2011... to give you latitude. It's 2014, and you're still asking for latitude. So I've really kind of looked at our situation as almost like a sickness.
So still staying, and the electronic leash, and the constant barrage of phone calls and everything else, that's you giving me latitude. I pastored for maybe a year and a half before there was an indiscretion, before I was caught. I was doing it way before pastoring.
For decades, David has lied to Jennifer.
I had a closet full of DVDs and videos, all sorts of pornography. There was no bounds there. It was just anything. It did not matter.
Cheated dozens of times.
I was very unfaithful in our marriage. I wish I could change that. And that's something that Jennifer didn't, she didn't deserve it.
And carried on a double life.
Meeting people online, chatting, and doing things with them, whatever it may be. The more I stay, the more acceptable, and the more you think I'm accepting of some open relationship, which I'm not accepting.
Instead of walking away, Jennifer is desperately holding on, hoping they can and will stay together.
Are you coming over here rubbing on me? Shoot, that's dangerous.
Dangerous for who?
You.
Why is that?
Because. Been a while.
Keeping track again.
Over 50 days.
Keeping track again.
Yep. I believe that the David I know and knew is still the David that I know. And that right now he's just looking, I don't know, maybe there's a void. I don't know.
Even after moving into his own apartment, David can't fully let go, even coming home for weekly dinners.
My oldest said when he was so young, "My dad is so strong he can lift up the sky." My biggest fear is that my kids won't love me anymore.
Where he stands now is that he's not sure that there is a God because he actually asked God to help him with this particular problem that he's having. He asked God to take it away from him, and God hasn't done that.
Secrets, lies, and cheating. I'm here to find out why Jennifer is willing to forgive at all costs.
So have you thought about us getting back together?
While David clearly wants to walk away, but won't.
One of the most difficult things in life is to know when to let go. Because in order to let go, you've got to be courageous about moving into the future. How do you know when to let go? Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Ooh. Out of the cool.
Ah, please. Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty outside.
All of a sudden, I said, okay, is y'all bringing this weather in?
No, because from what I've read, it ain't been nice weather in here in a long time.
It hasn't been too bad.
Yeah. So tell me what is going on that you had to call Yamla to come fix it. What is going on here?
I have invested myself since I was 18 years old in a family and in a husband. And I think I lost me.
In a family and in a husband?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm here to help you find yourself. Is that what you said?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Tell me about your love story.
It was like a dream, like a knight in shining armor type situation.
He was your knight in shining armor?
Yes.
Rescuing you from what?
I don't know. He was bringing an affection and attention. He supported the things that I was into. I was into sports. He came to my games. He taught me how to drive.
So when did y'all decide to get married?
Maybe 2 years in.
And he asked you to marry him?
He did.
Yeah. So you got married, and then? I still ain't heard the love story, but okay.
The love story?
Mm-hmm. What I heard is somebody doing for you things that you needed done, and you being appreciative and receptive of that. But not, oh my God, when he looked at me, my hair curled twice. I don't hear a love story.
I wasn't initially attracted to him.
Hmm. Okay. What is it that you don't really want me to know about your family, your husband, and your marriage?
Family. I was a foster child. Mm-hmm. My parents gave me away.
What do you mean, gave you away?
They couldn't do it. They were addicts. They were, you know, unable to care for me.
I find it interesting how you characterize the story.
What's interesting about it?
Well, when you say, my parents were addicts, that sets up an entire scenario. Right there. That this is about people who couldn't even take care of themselves.
Right.
But someplace in their consciousness, they had enough sense to get you into loving hands.
Yes, I agree with that.
But yet you call it...
Gave away.
Right.
Okay.
So this is what you're carrying. You're making up a story that justifies you being angry and upset, as opposed to just saying what it really feels like, which is...
Rejection.
Yeah. So when did your marriage fall apart?
For me, our marriage fell apart 6 years ago. Prior to that, there were some hills and valleys, but I felt like we were working through those. But 6 years ago, I came across a letter that was written to someone other than me. It was of a sexual nature. He was asking someone, basically, would they do certain things with him?
A woman. So am I here because 6 years ago, your husband wrote a letter to an unknown person asking them to do sexual things? Is that why I'm here?
No.
Okay, why am I here?
You're here to help me find myself in losing myself in this marriage, you know, in my life.
Was it ever a marriage? Because I haven't heard the love story. I haven't heard the connection. I haven't heard anything. What the heck is really going on here? What is going on under this roof in this place? What's going on here?
I'm trying to answer your questions.
Where's your wedding ring?
Right here.
Okay, wait a minute. And what is that?
This is his wedding ring. He took it off like 2 years ago and I held on to it. I always thought we were working through things.
Baby, your thinking can be hazardous to your healing.
Yeah.
Because your power as a woman is your heart. It's your heart.
Okay.
So what if I were to tell you that all women marry their
fathers?
I know,
yes.
Did you marry your father? A man you thought would be there and take care of you?
And so that means that somewhere in this process of your marriage, you've also been unwanted and rejected and disappointed and replaced.
Oh, yeah.
Just like me. I spent 40 years of my life looking for daddy.
So what do? Do you just let that idea go?
You've got to sit in your truth. Give me a hug.
Let your heart break. Just let it break.
I'm meeting David at his own apartment. I want to know why he's sending Jennifer mixed messages.
Mr. David Brown,
yes,
how
hello.
Are you?
Is he afraid of losing his sons, of hurting Jennifer, or is there something that scares him about his own truth?
So, Mr. David, why am I here? Tell me what you don't want me to know.
I don't know.
You don't know what? What you don't want me to know? Don't lie to me. I didn't come out here in 8 inches of snow to have you lie to me. Say it's hard for me to say. Say this is difficult. Say I need help. But don't lie to me. Can we have that agreement between us?
Yes.
What is it that you don't want me to know?
All of the years that I've spent in a marriage with Jennifer, I refuse to let her see the real me.
Okay. What did she see?
Someone that was brave, someone that had given her support, someone that, you know, would converse with her and love her and comfort her. And that's what I had shown her.
But what was the truth?
That for everything that I had shown her and given her, they were all ideas that I thought I should be portraying.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I didn't know how to be honest with her. I didn't know how to tell her that I was molested as a child, that it was even my siblings that did so.
That did what?
Molest me.
So you were sexually molested?
Yes.
So when you married her, she didn't know?
No.
At what age?
I was in kindergarten.
5?
Yeah, 5.
And did you ever tell anybody?
I didn't know to tell anyone.
Yeah, so you didn't know how to express.
Yes. The emotion of that trauma, it's not all gone. I still feel the emotion of it.
What are those emotions?
Hatred.
Hatred?
Yeah.
And what else?
And anger for not having closure. My therapist actually helped me gain the courage to go talk to my brother about it. And that conversation didn't go well. And he died shortly after that. Very short. And the only thing that I hear is my brother tell me that it was my fault. He denied doing it and then tried to blame it on someone else and then painted a picture that someone else did it because of who I was being. And before I can get clarity on, what do you mean, who I'm being? He leaves the room. He walks away from the conversation.
I want to give you permission to have that experience without needing anybody to validate it. See, I was molested as a child, and I don't need nobody to tell me nothing about that. He was wrong as hell. And I don't have to forgive him. But I forgive myself for all the time I stayed so angry at him that my life was a mess. Now, that's a choice I get to make.
Mm-hmm. On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Two broken people came together and held on to each other for dear life. Two broken children. You molested at 5, her abandoned at 5. Two broken children looking for a place to be safe and accepted came together and started playing big people games called doing it and making babies and having jobs. Two broken kids. Stop calling this wahala a marriage. Stay right there. Do you know what this is? What is that?
That is my wedding band.
Your wedding ring?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did Jennifer have it on around her neck?
Because I don't wear it.
Why would you let her wear this around her neck?
I didn't let her. That's what she decided to do it.
When did your marriage end, Mr. David? Repeat and complete. My marriage ended when?
My marriage ended the very day that I asked my wife to marry me. It's because I didn't want it in the first place. Mm-hmm. I asked jokingly, I asked in humor. And when she said yes, I said, okay.
Why didn't you say I was just joking? What did she represent to you? What did she represent to you? Tell me the truth, Mr. David.
What Jennifer represented to me was a chance to be normal.
Have you ever been unfaithful to your wife?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, when was the first time? I mean, were you married a year, 5 years, 10 years?
30 days.
I was unfaithful to my wife because I didn't want to be married in the first place. That's the truth.
I'm sitting here and I don't want her to know that.
Don't you think it would be easier for her to know the truth than to keep, for you to keep
yes,
sending her these mixed
agree.
Messages?
I do agree.
You're sending her mixed messages. That's crazy making behavior.
I feel bad because I wanted it to be so much more. I wanted to be right in it. I wanted to be good, not have inappropriate behavior.
What was inappropriate behavior?
Being promiscuous.
Does she know you've been promiscuous?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what are you really afraid of? Why am I here? What is that big, looming, vicious, violent thing? Keeps chasing you out of the truth of your being. What is it? You don't have to lose your dignity. You just have to tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
This is where I meet my end.
Tell me what that means. What does that mean?
It's too much.
No, it's not
it's
too much.
Much.
It's not
it's
too thick. Much.
It's too much.
This is my ministry. And I would never leave you here unwhole and unprepared. But I can only work with what you give me. If you give me half a loaf, I'm gonna give you back half a loaf, because my name ain't Jesus. My name is Iyama. Why can't you own your stuff? Why can't you own it?
I am.
No. No, you're not. I've asked you 9 times. What is it that you don't want me to know? And you keep looking at me like I'm crazy. Tell me why you're not in the pulpit anymore.
I'm ashamed to say it. I'm ashamed to say it.
To say what?
That I feel like my entire life is going to be over.
Well,
I'm going to lose my job.
You're going to lose your job? Because what?
My addiction to pornography.
Pornography?
Yeah.
You have an addiction to pornography. And you chose not to tell me why.
I'm really very uncomfortable now.
Why are you acting like this is news?
Not news to me, but I don't want my children to know.
Tomorrow morning, we're gonna have a talk with Jennifer, you and me. I'm gonna be there to support her, and you're gonna tell her the rot gut level truth and make a request for the next steps. And, Mr. David, you're gonna have a conversation with your sons.
Okay.
How can I support you? Right now. Tell me what you need from me right now.
I can't.
You can't do what? Okay.
I feel like I'm coming undone.
Okay, you just let it come up. This is love right now, Mr. David. I love you too much to let you stay broken.
Now that I've met both Miss Jennifer and Mr. David, I'm very clear that this was anything but a marriage. They've got to tell each other the truth.
It's day two in Easton, Pennsylvania. Before bringing Jennifer and David back together, I want each of them to get clear on what they need to say.
Morning. How are you?
Even after the lies, the affairs, and the separation, Jennifer still wears her wedding ring. I've given her a homework assignment to help prepare her for the next steps.
So, have you been since our conversation last night?
Very thoughtful.
Really?
Yes.
Good. What you think about?
Oh, well, first the homework, because I wanted to get that out of the
way. Okay, so these are...
What I really feel is.
Okay, let me see. What I really feel is, you keep that.
Here you go.
Okay. Ashamed, afraid, and lost. Wow. Why ashamed?
That I did my best to believe my husband would change, that he was confused.
Mm-hmm. What about afraid?
Yes. Afraid I feel alone and don't want to start over. Mm. Afraid I won't trust or love again.
Do you know how many women stay in an unhappy, dysfunctional relationship where they're unfulfilled, dishonored, disrespected, you pick a word, because they are afraid to be alone? That they will accept the crumbs rather than baking a new cake?
Mm.
Yeah. Lost.
Lost. I don't know where I am to go from here. My vision is blurred.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? A real pointed and specific question. How long has it been since David has been a real, true husband to you?
Oh, Can't count. Years.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you, as a woman, want David as he is, the way he is, or do you want David to be your fantasy of what your husband, lover, partner should be?
I guess I was looking at a lot of this as maybe like a sickness or a disease to a certain degree, because he kept saying it's a problem. I don't want to be like this and that type of thing. So I'm trying to believe with and for him.
Miss Jen, what do you want?
I want to be loved with no conditions.
Period.
As I ready myself to talk with Jennifer, I'm not thinking about anything. I've jotted down a few notes in my journal, and I'll read them from there.
Come on, have a seat. Have a seat down. This morning, we're going to have a conversation with Jen.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the conversation that you are now prepared to have with Jennifer? Are you willing...
I want to tell her the truth.
That
I lied.
About?
Asking her to marry me.
What else?
And I want her to be my friend.
Can I tell you what it does to a woman's soul? To her soul, to her heart, to her identity, when a man rejects her? It causes us to question who we are at a depth of our being that we just... There are no words. And you need to ask her for forgiveness for that.
After 20 years of living a double life while stringing his wife Jennifer along, it's time for David to come clean and stand in his truth.
Okay, so what happened? Well, tell me what those tears are communicating, though.
I'm happy to see him, but I'm nervous at what's going to be said.
Okay. I've spoken to both of you individually, but now I bring you two together because this is what you wrote me about, coming together and doing what's required to prepare you to move your relationship forward.
Okay.
So is there anything you want to say before we start this conversation?
No.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I'm right.
So I took this off Jennifer's neck yesterday, your wedding ring. And she told me that you took it off.
Yes.
And then she put it on a chain and put it around her neck. So I'd like to know, first of all, why you put it on a chain around your neck.
Maybe that he would see it and it would remind him.
Of?
That we belong to each other.
And you took it off.
Yes.
After 20 years?
Yes.
So, Mr. David, what is it that you need to communicate to Miss Jennifer for moving forward?
I didn't want to be married at the time that I asked.
Take a breath, Miss Jen. Take a breath.
You know the manner in which I asked? You're taking it seriously? I didn't mean it jokingly, but I was joking. I was lying. And I accepted your yes as a means of feeling normal. My choices to remain in a marriage that I knew I didn't want. It does not diminish that I care. It doesn't diminish that I love you. Because I do. I do want you to be my friend.
Are you okay, Miss Jen?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now I need your forgiveness. I don't need you to forget. I don't need for you to coddle me or anything of that nature. I just need you to forgive me.
For
lying to you. I can't continue lying to you.
So here you go. You bought these, you gave these to me as a token and symbol. And since it was never true, you can have the whole set. I've been the fool.
No. No, Miss Jen. No, you haven't been a fool.
I have, because I listened to what he's telling me. He's telling me stuff like there was actually really hope. And now you're telling me you knew all along you didn't want to be married. Why were you doing that?
I wanted to be normal.
Why did we push it? Because of the kids? I don't understand.
I didn't know how to do it, Jen.
Okay.
Were you ever really a husband?
No. No, I wasn't. I didn't know how to be. If I knew how to be a husband, there is no way that I could have had sex with another person 30 days after our marriage. I didn't know how.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Here's the piece that is so powerful to this for me. Both of you did the same thing. Your childhood wounds and brokenness vibrating at a place with his childhood wounds and brokenness, and y'all just came together and enmeshed together to soothe each other's wounds in the only way you knew how. Is that true for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where's your cards?
They're on the floor on my top of my book.
you're angry at me.
I'm angry at me for believing you. I just wanted to believe.
Yeah. We'll set you free. See here, Miss Jen, I'm sorry. I believe at some point you knew, and the whole thought of it was too horrifying to even imagine, so you stuffed it down.
I knew that our marriage was false?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is some point that I knew.
And when was that?
When I found a stinking letter. Mm-hmm.
But did you know that your husband has a pornography addiction? Did you know that?
I didn't know in the beginning, no. Okay. I do know that he was inviting me to join him to watch it. I wasn't interested or whatever, and then I thought he left it alone. He's good. You're good. I mean, whatever, however you did it, you're really good because the wool was pulled.
I'm not good.
No, you're good at what you do. That's what I'm saying.
What would you be requesting of Mr. David in moving forward, beloved?
The kids are grown, so I don't need any money. Maybe if you could take back everything you've given me, that would be cool. I don't want anything from you. You've given me 20 years of yourself, and it was a sacrifice, and that's enough. I don't want anything else.
Here we go.
I don't have any requests.
Here's another possibility. Right now, I'm so angry, I don't want nothing from you. Let me reserve my request time until I work through some of this anger.
Okay.
Would be the
That's
truth.
Good. You're good at that, yeah.
Do you have any requests of Miss Jennifer, Mr. David, if we're moving forward?
I request your friendship.
So maybe we'll say we'll revisit all requests in 90 days. Because I think to try to get a commitment from her right now to be your friend when she hasn't even adjusted to no longer being your wife, that may not be fair to her, and it may not be good for you. And we've got to get ready to talk to the children.
Okay.
I always say, secure the children first. Before I leave here today, I want to make sure that David and Jennifer's two sons are okay and that they do not suffer from the same lack of communication that has plagued their parents' marriage. Did you say hi to Mom and Dad and everybody?
Hey.
So I'm a coach, a life coach. So my job is to help you win at your game. That's what coaches do, right?
Yeah.
So you're... Your parents wrote me because they were, as I'm sure you know, in transition in their relationship.
Yeah. Yeah?
So that I could help them get clear so that they could help y'all get clear.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. David, you want to share with your family what's happening?
Yes. I love you, Mother. I do. I did a lot of wrong. So as of today, we're moving forward with being divorced and hope that we remain family still, even though we live in separate homes. I made a lot of bad choices, and I own that. I'm not blaming anyone. I don't want you to be disappointed. But what you have to do, and I am speaking as your father, that you have to do, is to be true to yourself.
Miss Jennifer, is there anything that you want to say?
I want to say that you guys are our most valuable asset. It is our goal to remain friends. But this has to happen.
So, your family is in transition. And in today's world, that just happens. Have you seen that show, Modern Family? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want to say?
Nothing. Please.
Is there anything you need to know? Are you angry with somebody? The both of them? One of them? I can't help you if I don't know what's going on.
Nothing I can do. So.
Is there another alternative to nothing you can do?
Not that I can think of.
How about I'll learn to accept it? Which gives you the power, as opposed to nothing I can do, which makes you a helpless victim. Sometimes people just outgrow each other. Just outgrow each other. And their needs are beyond the person's capacity. It's just human. Is there anything you want to say to them?
Love both of you guys. I understand that a relationship, like, between husband and wife is different than with your kids or a family altogether. I'm gonna try my best to spend as much time as I can with both of you.
You've had relationships that have ended, right?
Yeah.
It's hard, right?
Yeah, it's
But not why hard. Did they end? Why did they end?
Sometimes because one person doesn't feel the same way anymore, or someone's just not interested, or is interested in someone else.
What do you know now that you didn't know yesterday?
Things may be different, but they're different for everyone else's good.
I like him. Mom and Dad, he's great. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
If they are a manifestation of what y'all have done together, you really haven't done so bad. Really, you haven't. Okay?
Thanks.
Their pants weren't even hanging off. What if the only reason y'all really came together was to produce them?
I could leave this world happy.
Yeah. What if? Two young African-American men who grew up in a two-parent household.
Yes.
These are not fatherless sons. Come give me a hug.
Oh, just for instance. Okay?
It's okay to know.
Miss Jen, it's gonna be all right.
Thank you.
My work here is done.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.